What is up, everybody? It is us. We are back, two fanboys in a filthy casual, back right in your face once
more. In the face.
In the face. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Errol.
And we'd like to welcome you back. It's been, 2018.
We'll get used to it.
2018 has been really, really good so far, and we're excited to present you the third episode of the year. I hope you've enjoyed our last couple of episodes. Today, we are going to be kind of changing gears. Harold kind of commented the last time that we've been really focused on Star Wars. We've been focused on movies. And we don't want to be known as the show that just talks about Star Wars. That would be Kevin Smith's podcast.
Or every other website. We're not clickbait guys.
Right? Exactly. And so we decided, as usual, to kind of change topics. We've been really relying heavily on movies. So this time around, we're going to be doing TV shows.
Yes.
Now, it would be really simple for us to do best TV shows.
Favorite TV shows.
But Harold, the talent, had decided that he really, really wanted to do a different topic, a different segue. So, Harold, drop it on us.
The first thing that I wanted to talk about, or the group wanted to talk about here, is TV shows that we feel ended a little too early. What your definition of ended early may vary. And for me, the kind of ending early for me is a show that I felt was going swimmingly.
Mm-hmm.
And before we were able to come to some kind of conclusion, it was canceled. Or, you know, was no longer funded and no one could see it anymore. So a lot of it is there's so many TV shows. And we, you know, not everybody gets to see everything. And at the same time, there are shows that keep getting renewed. And I'm not going to name any names, but like The Big Bang Theory.
Damn, there's so much hate.
I believe that's the fifth time he's hated.
So literally, like, the reason I thought of this topic is because I was watching, or that show was on in the background while I was trying to play a video game. And I was thinking to myself, how did this show get renewed for over 10 seasons, where as a show that I may think deserved a little bit more, may have only gotten 2 or 3 seasons? So that's my version of it. Ask you, Dennis. See.
I was really thinking about it, and I kind of agree. There's so many TV shows, but there are those TV shows that you just wish stayed a little bit longer. Not because they ran out of story, or not because they were lacking something. It's that you just enjoyed it so much. And for me, that TV show is a TV show called Burn Notice. TV show in USA. It was a spy thriller. I always have to go to an obscure one. No, but Burn Notice was such a great show for me. You know, every single year it was the same. The same idea. The main character Michael, just trying to get his life back in order so that he can become a spy again. And throughout the whole show, there's just so many characters came and went. And I loved the character so much. I fell in love with the character so much that when I heard that Burn Notice was going to end, it really, really made me sad. The one consolation I had was that they really tried that final season. They really tried to finalize everything, to kind of put an end to it. But that actually made it even worse for me. Oh. The moment I saw the ending, I was like, no. You know, there's so many things that they could have done. There's still, you know, what was going to happen with Chuck Finley? You know, what was going to happen to Jesse? You know, I mean, you know, if Fiona and Michael were really retired, what happens to their son? You know, there was so many, like, so many things. And I think partially for me, the biggest, it's almost like an attachment issue where... You know, I was so pissed off at Harry Potter. Like, you only could give us like a half a chapter of what happened to, you know, Harry and all these people. You know, and I think that for me is the one thing that I'm always like, man, I wish they could have given me one more year, at least one more season.
Okay, so it was lacking the closure there you're kind of looking for, or not closure for them.
My burn notice. Call back to the last episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very attention. Much.
But for serious question, not really serious question, but wasn't it hard for you to get into Burn Notice with the main character being the bad guy from Hitch?
No. That actually made it more entertaining for me. Which, by the way, good call there. But no, when I watched that, I remember that was one of the first things I was thinking about it. Like, oh, I know that guy. And but throughout the show, like, I mean, at the very beginning, he really wasn't a likable guy. Okay. You know, that was the thing. He was this hardened spy. And if you ever watched the show, it was him, you know, all of a sudden realizing that because he got burned, hence the show, he had to depend on his family, he had to depend on his friends. And at the end of the sixth season, you're like, oh man, you know, I fell in love with all these characters. And so much so that one of the characters, Jesse, is now a bad guy in Gifted. And I can't accept it. I'm like, the Jesse I know wouldn't be a bad guy.
For those of you guys who don't know, Dennis is that guy who watches both USA and TNT for original dramatic content.
Hell yes. So
if you keep wondering how come these shows keep getting renewed, it's people like Dennis.
Hey, Monk was an amazing show.
Monk played like 15 seasons.
I think I've seen like one.
Again, no, but again, for those people who watch Monk, I wish that went for another season because you never really find out what happened to his wife. There was no closure there, you know?
That's true.
Okay.
Dennis wished he got the Law and Order treatment. He just kept going. Give me Monk SVU. Okay, so let me jump in on this one. All right, so for a show that ended too soon because, unfortunately, I guess the higher-ups did not want to keep going, is the Green Lantern animated series. Now, it goes to show that it wasn't very well-respected or well-received because one of the fanboys heralds were like, there was a cartoon? I was like, yes, man, it was good.
That's two of us.
Wow! I'm by myself here.
Real quick, was it like, which version of the Green Lantern was it?
It was Hal Jordan's Green Lantern. Now, here's what sold me. Since obviously I'm talking to people, to noobs at this point. But it was actually produced by Bruce Timm, the same guy who gave us Batman the Animated Series, the Justice League, and the Justice League Unlimited Series. So off the bat, I saw that. I was like, okay, this got to be good quality. Now, I think what threw off a lot of people is when you see this the name Bruce Timm and, you know, and Cartoon Network, you're already kind of thinking, oh, so it's going to be like that style. Technically, it was that style, but it was in a 3D kind of like Star Wars Clone Wars style. So I think that kind of threw off a lot of people.
What channel was this on?
It was on Cartoon Network. So I think, I don't know. It wasn't, there wasn't a lot of good advertising for it, I guess. And to be honest, I think my...
Zero.
Yeah. by not a lot, I mean none.
Two of us watch the Cartoon Network a lot.
Cartoon Network.
Real quick question, because I know it's a computer animated, you said. Was the computer animated characters, did they have square jaws too?
Yes, they had square jaws, they had triangular bodies, and like teeny tiny legs. So it was great.
At least he's got a stereo.
He's consistent with the style, dude. So it was a really great story. Like, okay, I think what part, so for those who don't know, Green Lantern is a DC superhero. The Green Lantern is actually a title for basically their space cops. So, and the universe is divvied up into little sectors and little divisions. So Earth is in one sector, and we have our own Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, in this cartoon at least. And it's a great story, actually, of what it feels like to be introduced to this universe, of other aliens and superheroes. So try to imagine it's basically like Star Wars because you have the universal aspect, plus your favorite Avengers or Marvel because you have the superheroics. Not to mention, introduce a great mythology of the Green Lantern Corps, because after that, they also introduced the Yellow Lantern Corps and the Blue Lantern. It sounds kind of silly, you know, rainbow bright Care Bear stuff, but the story was really good. And I think what part, for some animated stories, I think one of the ones I want to point out was like The Last Airbender. That show only lasted for 3 seasons, but that's because the creators had a beginning and an end, and it told the total story from beginning to end. A lot of fanboys still do want to see more of Aang's adventures, but they had a finite ending to this. Now, for Green Lantern, I felt it was shortchanged because it did have a pretty long first season. I just looked it up a while ago. They had about 20 episodes for the first season. Told a really... I know, it was a really long... And
so we missed out on all 20 episodes?
You guys saw none of them. Well, I'm going to gift you guys that for Christmas, I guess. Next Christmas. Because Christmas just passed. Yes. Sorry, my bad.
Are you going to ask your wife to gift it to us?
Yes, I will. I'm going to use her Amazon Prime. Sorry, man. But it ended on a bit of a cliffhanger, and like when over the summer it was announced, or that summer when it came out, that it was announced that they weren't going to continue it, I was like heartbroken, because part of it, I think this is going to be a sentimental dad moment, but it was one of the first shows that me and my son really got into, my little guy, and it really got him into cartoons and superheroes and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, he's asking me, oh, what's going to happen to the Blue Lantern, and what's going to happen to this guy? I was like, we'll never know. I guess we got to find Bruce Timm and tell, you know, see what's going on. So
you know why it ended, right?
Why?
Nobody watched
it. Dang it. I thought it's some insider information. No, nobody saw it.
Wait, how long ago was this, by the way?
I think it was like born to maybe 2012, 10, 11, something like that.
Yeah, early. Good job. You're not supposed to name names. I guess I'll have to
bleep that. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Remember, his son's name is Eric.
So he was young. So about maybe at least 4 or 5 years ago. So Okay. Yeah. So that was a while ago, and yeah, I'm still a little disappointed it didn't end, or it ended the way it did. I wish it went longer. Because even the Justice League shows that Bruce Timm had, they had, you know, pretty finite endings. Excuse me.
Yeah, but people watch that.
I know.
Yeah. I know. They're advertised.
Hey man, this show isn't about the best cartoons, I'm just saying. It's the ones that we're disappointed ended. All right, so
and I can clearly see the disappointment. Yeah,
I get it, but I don't get it.
What hurt it too was like, I think it was just a few years after the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern came out. So they probably...
Hold your tongue. He was a sexy, sexy man.
That muscle CGI suit was amazing. And the whole 2 minutes that they used the Green Lantern power. Man, so I think that probably soured a few people, but anyway, that's my gripe. That's for another day. So Harold, sorry.
See, that's how many movies we see that we talk about. Is that I'm always saying the movie.
That's the only thing you talk about, though.
But the TV show that I feel like I was robbed of a proper ending was ironically called Happy Endings.
Yeah. That was a good show. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to look it up. Like, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
For me, Happy Endings was kind of... It's so weird saying Happy Endings. it was the real-world version of how Friends was... Like, the relationships in Friends should have been. Where in Friends, just great TV show, but not realistic at all in terms of how the heck can these guys afford living there when they got crap jobs.
Yeah.
Happy Endings takes those kinds of characters and they have that dynamic. But, you know, they have, like, real-life situations where they can't afford a place, so there's, like, 3 of them living in there, and there's, like, a homeless guy living in their basement, in their ceiling, or their attic. And they just have this great, if you've ever seen the show, if you ever potentially watch the show, the dynamic between the characters in the show is superb. They play off each other really well, and every character has like a counterbalance, and it's great to see that kind of interaction, especially on a TV show where, like a lot of my friends have told me, is my sense of humor is more of the mean sense of humor.
No.
As in, you know, I'd rather see somebody fall on their face 5 times before someone gives me some kind of philosophical joke that makes me end up laughing 3 hours later. I mean, I'm, you know...
Most of the time, you're the one making them fall on their face, too.
Man getting hit in the groin... Forever funny. So that's my type of sense of humor, and this show is all about that. So we have the interactions that we have with the characters, where we have like a gay man, we have a married interracial couple, which was fun to see, mainly because the husband was Damon Wayans Jr. And when he brings his dad on the show, it's just Damon Wayans. So it's great to see Damon Wayans still acting. And his son is just as funny as he is. And, well, maybe not. But having him on the show where he interacts with his wife, who is a Caucasian lady. I don't know, maybe we can say white on here. But, you know, having them as a couple and the differences that they have, where he pretends that he has to, you know, sometimes he has to pretend that he's blacker than he actually is, you know, just to show in front of his black friends, when in actuality he's, you know, just kind of a black guy, or a white guy, and with a black guy, it's kind of the deal. I mean, the show is, like, racially insensitive, it is sexually insensitive, because there's so many gay jokes, and that's actually the fun thing, is, like, they have a gay guy on the TV show, where he's not the typical gay guy, like, in Modern Family, okay, or Will, yeah, and Grace, right. Where it's like, oh, you know,
he's a caricature. Out, you know,
that's a gay guy.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, the character, the caricature they have of him is, you know, he's flamboyant and he's always out there. Where this one is, you know, visually, you know, you could get mistaken for a straight man.
Yeah.
And that was his deal for a while, was pretending he was straight, so no one would ever figure it out. And the reason that I feel that the show was cut a little early is because the plot point of the initial show was that a couple is about to get married and the girl leaves at the altar for no particular reason, just because some guy said, hey, leave with me. And she's like, okay. But they're still ending up being friends. So they're in the same circle of friends. But the fact is, you know, she left him at the altar, so they were supposed to be engaged and whatnot. And then the reason I feel it was cheated early is because in the seasons that they were going into, is they finally decided that they were going to get married again. And I wanted to see where they were going to take that. And I loved the sense of humor of the show, and I was really looking forward to seeing more of it.
Okay. Now, kind of segue into it. If you've been paying attention to our Facebook page, we are at 86 followers.
Wow.
Okay. So I am throwing this out there. If we can reach 100 followers, Lewis is going to do a dance.
What?
And he's going to show... We're going to videotape it? Is that what people
film
it? No, digitally tape it?
We're going to record on BMX.
We're going to record it. And then we're going to show you Lewis's dance, okay? We promised this before. We told you that he used to be a boy band dancer. And so you are going to see. So if we hit 100 followers, ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling out you, I'm calling all of you so that we can make this a reality. Right, H?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We got the response. So, Harold, a second topic for today.
The second topic of today is TV shows that we got into way after they were popular.
Uh-huh.
In terms of all the people telling us, do you watch a show? And they're trying to pick up a conversation with us. And we're like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. But 3 years later, we're like, hey, remember that time we were talking about that?
Man, I'm so good.
Can we talk about it now? Because now I can talk about it.
I get the reference.
So is there a time? What's the time period here?
It's really not.
A year or two? Like,
yeah.
So at least past the first year.
At least past the first
year. Past the first year. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, once you're past the initial, like, yeah, population, popularity bump. But yeah. I guess I can start off on this one because... okay, I hate to keep playing the dad card, but when I became a dad...
By the way, he's a dad.
I have kids.
So, you know, balancing being a dad and being a good husband and doing all that stuff, a lot of shows fall to the wayside. Now, this one fell in that period when I was trying to transition, but I got into Firefly when it was already on Blu-ray. So that shows you that the show was originally shown on Fox. It went into the DVD phase, and then it finally got to the Blu-ray phase. And my brother-in-law was nice enough to say, hey, you haven't seen this? like, yeah, I guess. And then one afternoon, I just binged. That was my first binge experience in this, you know, binge era of entertainment. I just watched the whole series from beginning to end, had to hunt down the movie so I could finally see the movie as well. And I loved it. And unfortunately, like Harold premised, it was already years after the fact, after seeing them at conventions, and I guess there's brown coat conventions as well back at the time.
Was it before or after the movie?
After the movie. It was like after the movie. So, yeah, because the movie came out, I think, a year after the series ended, after some, you know, some fans demanded it be made. So, yeah, it was already after the movie. I didn't even see any of it in the theater, so... Now, part of the problem with such a show like Firefly, which is sci-fi, for those who don't know, it's adventures of Captain Mal and his crew going out in outer space and getting into all sorts of hijinks. Now, the problem with these kind of sci-fi movies is the spoilers. Spoilers have been running rampant, you know, as soon as it comes out. So me being a fanboy, you can't help but, you know, kind of see it in the peripheral. I knew Wash was going to die in the movie, but that's still, for me, actually, it didn't hurt the experience of watching the movie. I'm one of those guys that I don't mind. I don't rush to the ending. I don't run to Wikipedia trying to find out what happened to the end of the movie. I actually do enjoy the journey. So I did like, you know, watching all the episodes and going sitting through the movie. And, you know, the movie isn't just, you know, Wash dying and or whatnot. Actually, there's a few deaths in that movie that I wasn't spoiled to. But it still didn't take away from the enjoyment of the show. And, you know, I consider myself a brown coat since binging that episode or that series, in fact. So, yeah, that was my show.
I've really been trying to figure out what show it is. And I finally figured out it was a show that was three seasons in before I actually watched it. It was one of the most popular shows on TV. It's called The Big Bang Theory.
God damn it.
So, for those people
Hold on. There's going to be a fight. Let me scoot back a little bit.
It's fine. Let him speak his mind before I destroy him.
Which, by the way, notice how... Did you see that look on his face?
Is that how you guys felt?
That's how it felt, Harold. So, I have to tell you, I was one of those people that I didn't watch The Big Bang Theory. And surprisingly, the source of the person that introduced it to me was actually my mom. My mom was visiting one time, and my mom was like, "Oh, do you have The Big Bang Theory recorded?" I'm like, "No." And so she made me record it. And, you know, like one of the times where my mom was there, I had nothing to do. So I sat down with my mom and I started watching it. And I have to tell you, I actually like the show. I've actually caught up. I watched the last episode this week. And, you know, Bernadette has finally decided who her maid of honor is going to be. And I'm pretty happy that she chose Penny.
Oh. What a twist, bro. What a twist, dude. Wait, the only other two female characters in the show. Wow.
So you like not laughing, huh? Or like being told when to laugh. Yeah, laugh track.
Sorry. Now, I just realized, not Bernadette, Amy.
Oh, okay.
Got caught up there.
That's Blossom, right? Blossom.
Yes, yes, Blossom is the thing. And, you know, I see what you're saying, and I have no idea, but I like it.
No, I mean, I don't have an issue with that. I get
Well, he's backtracking, by the way.
I was saying, I don't have an issue with you liking it. That's fine. That's because that's you.
But me, the show is still crap. Yeah.
I mean, I see, and I'm not trying to defend it. I see the pandering thing.
Oh, right?
And it's like, ha ha! We're nerds and everything. But part of me, I'm like, it's Harold. it's Lewis. I'm looking around. I'm like, oh yeah, that's something Lewis would do. That's, you're Raj, by the way.
Oh, oh dang it. Wait, I was thinking about it. Like, wait, which one's Raj?
The Hindu guy.
Yeah, which one is Raj? You know, he was not the white guy. I know. There's like one non-white character on that show. if they were correct, they would have named Roger or Ronald.
So yeah, that's something I've been holding on to. And lo and behold, the perfect opportunity came about.
I prefaced this episode too with me saying that. Anyways, feel free to enjoy the, you know, mediocrity.
I have a few things that I have recorded. That one's on my recording.
That hurts more than anything else. Watch the show, fine. But the fact that you DVR, you're
using space.
You're using space, like, that could be used for so much greater good.
I mean, does it count if I delete it right afterwards, or?
I think that's kind of nice, actually. At least you know it shouldn't take up space and you'd want to watch it again.
It's one of those things where, you know, like I said, I'm into the stories, I'm into the characters, and
you're really rooting for Amy and Surge. Is that his name? Surge.
Sorry. You should be happy he's never watched the show at all.
But his wife is one of the people that always goes up to me and is like, of all the people who should like The Big Bang Theory, it's you, Harold. I'm like,
seething,
like, you know me.
But going back to what we talked about last week, the fanboy, being the norm.
Yes.
You know, fanboy being the norm. Well, that's thing.
That's part of it. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, it maybe part of me is kind of like, you know, looking out and laughing about it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I still watch it. I feel good about myself right now.
Good for you, man.
Your turn, Harold.
At least your show's still on the air.
Got him.
The one that you talked about.
I like Green Lantern.
Was it
Firefly?
I was going to call it Serenity. Sorry.
I'll always have the Blu-rays. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, ironically,
as Harold recovers, hold on.
Yeah, I'm still kind of pained. By the way, I get it, guys. I understand now.
He's really upset right now.
Oh man,
he turned kind of red.
Pulled the Luke Skywalker and Kylo Ren. He wasn't there the whole time.
I understand how my pants are right now.
What?
Oh, yeah. Zipped up.
Yeah. Oh, leave the zipper something.
Okay.
He has his pants on at least. Okay.
But so
this episode,
just this one.
By the way, next episode,
no pants.
Pantsless.
Sleeveless?
In Seattle?
He's still got his sleeves on, man.
I know, damn it.
Roll down. Okay, sorry.
Ruining the theme here, bro. Okay, so, sadly, the show that I got into way too late was, I believe, the opener for The Big Bang Theory. It used to be right before it or something. But the show that I got into, I think maybe a little too late, was How I Met Your Mother. And I've become one of those proponents where when it goes on TV, I'm like, dude, you should watch this episode because it's actually kind of fun. Because like I said, mean humor, all about the meanness, meanosity.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is like, it's kind of sweet, but at the same time, they knock each other out, like the whole time. Like it's literally 22 minutes of them just banging on each other. And Neil Patrick Harris is clearly the star of the show. In all actuality, if you watch it, you would hate the main character, Ted, because he's such like a...
such a clueless dork.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And he just makes everything look bad where... I don't know. But I got into the show, I think, at the 7th season. But literally, when the show opened, a lot of my friends were like, dude, you should watch this show. And like I told these guys before... My main deal is if you tell me that I should watch something, I'm not going to watch it just to spite you. Like, sorry people who told me to watch Game of Thrones or continue watching The Walking Dead or any other TV show like The Big Bang Theory.
So I really think, here's my contention. If your wife didn't, which by the way, I have to delete the, you said her name.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
And
so,
I'm sorry.
What do you call this? My contention then is if that person didn't tell Harold to watch it, I think he would be wearing the same T-shirts that Sheldon does. I mean, think about it.
Technically, don't I wear the same T-shirts?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Sheldon is this opinionated jerk that makes fun of everybody and likes to wear like all like gaudy stuff. It's Harold to a T. And I think maybe it's like looking in a mirror.
That's why he hates it.
You know,
an elongated mirror. A funhouse mirror.
I mean, I could be Leonard.
Yes.
You could be Rush.
You still look back to Leonard. So anyways. But yeah, I like for How I Met Your Mother, I got into the show in all honesty after the peak of its like actual relevance and peak humor. So from when I started watching the show, I had to go back into Netflix and I had to watch it because of what I was like, okay, these are really funny characters. I want to see how they became these characters. So once I, and this is like the first show where I like, I binged it nasty. Where it was like a whole season in a day. And there's 23 episodes in a season.
Don't you feel dirty after that?
No, I felt great. Okay. I was like, if anybody got any questions about How I Met Your Mother season one, I got it. Because I just learned it today. And I'm going to hold up.
It's fresh in my head.
Yeah. But they took it off Netflix recently. And I would literally just watch this show while I'm maybe at a restaurant or something, and I'm by myself, and I just want to, you know, it's like background stuff while you're just trying to relax and everything. And it's on Hulu now, so I can watch it, but there's commercial breaks for like 2 minutes in between.
<He hates that.
laughs> But the style of humor and the whole storyline, actually of How I Met Your Mother is fantastic. If you go by, you know, certain parts and just, you know, cut out the excess. But this show is the opposite of the other show I like. This one ran way too long. 10 seasons for a comedy, I feel, is, you know, you've run out of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And not just run out of ideas, but the characters don't seem as genuine anymore because you've seen all the emotions or all the situations that they could have possibly gone through. So you're just repeating things over and over again. And this one, yeah, cut off the last couple episodes. Our seasons, just tack on the ending, and it's like a great show.
Well, okay, you know, let me ask, because I was actually a fan too. What did you think about the ending? Spoiler talk for a show that's been out of the air for 5 years. What did you think of that ending?
Man.
When we finally met the mother.
Dude, the mother was... See, the thing is, the mother is a great character, cute, someone you could see Ted falling in love with, and she has a great singing voice, because... I have that recording of her doing Love You and Rose on her ukulele, and I listen to that like all the time because it's fantastic. You should hear it one of these days, Dan. And so you spend a whole season building up on Barney and Robin getting married.
Okay, right, yes.
And then Ted finally meeting the mother of his children. And then like the last 5 minutes, it's like, we're getting divorced and your wife is going to die.
Yeah.
So now let's get Robin and Ted back together. Mm-hmm. It was like, just if you'd never introduced that to those two storylines, it would have been great. But then the fact that, you know, you build the whole season and in fact the whole series building up to that ending,
yeah,
and then it gets cut, like the legs get cut off in the last 10 minutes, it was very disappointing.
Yeah, part of me was too. Was like the wife was a great MacGuffin in a sense. Like if we were talking like sci-fi, this is like that thing that this is like the one ring that everybody's trying to get after, and like the actual wife itself for me. It didn't really matter because, like you said, at the end, it was just like, yeah, she died. Like, oh, okay. So the whole
spoiler then, so the mother dies.
Sorry, I know. The one guy who has seen you, How I Met Your Mother. Spoilers: she meets him,
yeah,
and then she dies.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be her mother.
Well, you know, I'd watch it, but it's on Hulu. And since I don't have a,
man, if somebody could just give this guy a password.
If only two people. Had Hulu accounts.
We could just share it, but man. But
we can figure out how to pass it.
Jerks. okay. That's it for today. You know, we have been having a lot of fan. We've been having a lot of... Wow.
Fun?
Is fun. The fun there so we've been it's having a lot of fun doing our podcasts. But still, you know, we still want to build that community. And so, again, if you are interested in being a part of our conversations. If you are interested in providing any topics, please come contact us on Two Fanboys and the Filthy Casual. It's on Facebook.
Yes.
Please like us. Please love us. Please share share us, for the love of God. Get to that 100th follower so we can see Lewis dancing bye bye bye. Well, that's it for me. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Daryl.
Talk to you later.